Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave top loop framework in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes, but we're doing it the grown-up way. Lots of sparkle, lots of motion, and we do not destroy our headroom. When I say top loop, I mean everything living in the high end of your drum groove. Hats, shakers, rides, the airy top of a breakbeat, little bits of vinyl grit, and those dubby spaces that make it feel like a sweaty warehouse instead of a sterile computer loop. And the big mission today is control. Because tops are tricky. They can feel exciting, but they also eat headroom fast. And if you don't manage them, they'll turn your whole mix into harsh fizz. So we're going to build a template you can reuse in any project. Alright. Step 0. Headroom setup. This takes 2 minutes and saves you 2 hours later. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. If you want a safe starting point, pick 170. On the master, drop in a meter. Ableton's spectrum is fine. We're not mastering right now, we're just watching levels. Your target while building is, the master peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. If you're already near zero, you're going to fight distortion later. And here's the rule that keeps you sane. Turn tracks down, not the master. If something's too loud, pull that channel down. Don't rely on the master fader as a band-aid. Now step 1. Create the framework, make one audio track and name it TOP loop. Then group it, Command or Control G, and rename the group Tops Bus. Inside that group, create 3 tracks. Name them Tops Clean, Tops Break Air, and Tops Resample. The resample one is optional, but it's very jungle when you do it right. This is the core concept. Instead of trying to force one loop to do everything, we do layers. Each layer has one job, that gives you vibe without chaos and it keeps the sound design simple. Step 2. Choose your top content. Option A. Break derived air. Drop a classic break onto Tops Break Air. Amen, think. Funky drummer, whatever you've got. Set warp mode to beats. Reserve at 1/16th. Set transients around 20 to 40 and the envelope around 40 to 60%. You're aiming for tightness and groove, not that floppy time stretch sound. Option B. Program hats and shakers. On Tops Clean, put a drum rack with a closed hat, an open hat, a shaker, and a short ride. For the pattern, start simple. Closed hats on 8th notes, add offbeat open hats, and put the shaker on 16ths, but with subtle velocity variation so it rolls instead of machine gunning. Quick teacher note, if the dry groove isn't working, do not reach for reverb. FX won't fix a stiff loop. FX just blur whatever you already have, so we're going to build silence discipline. For now, pretend the returns don't exist. Make the dry tops feel good first. Now step 3. The headroom safe chain on each tops track. We are controlling low end, transients, and harshness before we do any big vibe moves. On Tops Clean, add EQ 8 first. High pass it with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Pick the spot where the tops stay bright, but the boxy low mid junk disappears. If the hats are harsh, do a small dip. Like minus 2 dB, around 6 to 8 kHz. Next, add drum bus. Keep it gentle. Drive around 2 to 6%. Crunch between 0 and 10. Very light. Damp around 20 to 40% to tame fizzy highs. And make sure boom is off. We are not adding low end to our tops. Bass how headroom vanishes. Then add utility. Adjust gain so this track peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. That's a healthy range. Set width to about 100 to 130%. Don't go wide crazy yet. Width is like hot sauce. A little is exciting. Too much ruins dinner. On Tops Break Air, add EQ 8. This time, high pass much higher. Seriously, use a 24 dB per octave high pass around 400 to 700 Hz. You want air and tick. Not snare body, not midrange, not anything that competes with your main drums. If you want extra sparkle, you can add a gentle wide boost of 1 to 2 dB around 9 to 12 kHz. Wide Q. Subtle move. Then add saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB. And here's the skill that separates producers from plugin collectors. Output match. After saturation, lower the output so the level sounds the same loudness as before. If it only sounds better because it's louder, it's not better. Then utility again. You can push with 120 to 160% here, because this is an airy layer, and we high passed it hard. Still, we'll mono check later. Now Tops Resample, optional but spicy. For now, just set up the chain. Add Redux. Set bit reduction around 12 to 14 bits for subtle grit. Sample rate around 12 to 18 kHz. Just enough to feel like old gear, not enough to turn into a telephone. Dry/wet 10 to 25%. Then add auto filter. Use low pass or band pass. Drive can be 0 to 15%. Later we'll automate this for movement. And a reminder, this layer should be quiet. It's seasoning. If you can clearly hear it as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. Step 4. Create 3FX returns specifically for tops. You can do this as normal return tracks in your project, or you can build them inside the group using an audio effect rack with parallel chains. The rack approach is cleaner if you want to save this whole tops boss as a preset, but either way, we want 3 types. A room reverb, a dub delay, and a crush or tape texture. Return A is tops verb, your rave room. Put hybrid reverb on it. Algorithm mode. Choose a room or small to mid hall. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. And on a return, keep it 100% wet. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and high pass again around 400 to 800 Hz. If it gets metallic, notch a little around 2.5 to 4 kHz, maybe minus 2 dB. Now the key. Send tiny amounts from your tops tracks. Start with sends around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. If you slam reverb on hats, the mix instantly feels smaller and less punchy. The trick is you miss it when it's muted, not you notice it when it's on. Return bead is tops dub delay. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a little modulation. Like 2 to 8%. Stereo width may be 120%, but be mindful of mono later. And again, 100% wet on the return. After echo, add compressor and sidechain it from the kick or your main drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. This is one of the biggest pro moves in this whole lesson. Exciting delay that gets out of the way automatically. Return C is tops crush or tape. Add saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip on. Then a EQ8. High pass around 600 Hz and a gentle high shelf cut. Maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB around 10 to 12 kHz to stop it becoming sandpaper. Optional chorus ensemble with very low amount. Like 5 to 15%. Slow rate. Send to this very sparingly. This is your rave age layer. Too much and you get brittle. Not vintage. Now step 5, process the tops bus itself. This is where people usually ruin their drums. So we're going to keep it light. On the tops bus group channel, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. Then, if it's harsh overall, dip 1 to 3 dB around 7 to 9 kHz. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip off for now. You want about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not pancake. If you're getting 5 dB of reduction, you're not gluing, you're flattening. Then add a limiter as safety only. Ceiling minus 1 dB. Gain at 0. This is not for loudness. It's just catching random ride spikes so you don't get surprise clicks. Headroom check. After the bus, your tops should peak roughly minus 12 to minus 8 dB FS. Bright sounds feel loud even when their meters aren't huge, so trust your balance. Not your anxiety. Now a coaching trick that really helps beginners avoid chasing brightness. Put a utility at the very end of tops bus and temporarily set gain to minus 6 dB while you dial in EQ, saturation, and FX. If your tops still feel exciting when they're quieter, you built real energy. If they suddenly feel dead, you were relying on volume, not groove. Step 6. Add movement. Retro rave energy is motion and contrast, not constant wash. Move 1. Filter sweeps on FX returns. On the reverb return, automate the high cut from about 12 kHz down to 7 kHz heading into drops, so the space gets darker and tighter. On the dub delay, automate the feedback up slightly at the end of an 8 or 16 bar phrase, like a little throw. Keep it small. Old school vibes come from quick gestures, not huge EDM ramps. Move 2. Micro stutters on the break air. On tops break air, after EQ. Add beat repeat. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/16. Chance 10 to 20%. Variation 0 to 20. Mix 10 to 25%. This gives that caught in the sampler moment without nuking your groove. If it starts sounding like a glitch track, reduce mix first. Move 3. Resample and reintroduce texture. Solo the tops bus and resample 4 to 8 bars into a new audio clip. Put that clip on top's resample. High pass it hard, 600 HC or higher, keep it low in volume. Then add auto pan, rate 1/2 bar or 1 bar, amount 10 to 20%, phase 180 degrees. Now the tops feel alive without you stacking louder layers. Step 7. Arrangement. Because jungle is all about phrases. Think in 16s. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Tops plus break air. Tiny reverb. Bars 9 to 16. Add a little dub delay throws. Maybe open a filter slightly. Then at the drop, pull a reverb and delay sends down. Keep the clean tops tight. After 8 bars post-drop, slowly bring the FX returns back for lift. Here's the mindset. FX are contrast tools. If everything is drenched all the time, nothing feels special. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you don't high pass tops, low mid junk between about 200 and 600 HC steals headroom instantly. If you over widen early, hats can disappear in mono or smear the drums. If you use too much reverb on hats, your mix shrinks and loses punch. If you compress the tops bus too hard, you bring up harshness and kill groove. And if you distort without output matching, you'll think it's better when it's just louder. Let's add two important check yourself habits. First, mono check. Put a utility at the end of tops bus and occasionally toggle mono. If your hats collapse or sound facey, don't panic. Reduce width on the widest layer first, usually break AIR or a chorusy return. Second, spike control should be local, not global. If one ride transient is poking out, don't smash the whole tops bus. Go to the offending layer and reduce drum bus transient slightly, or do a tiny narrow EQ dip, where the spike lives, often around 8 to 10 kHC for that tink sound.